This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McMeekin. While there are conflicting numbers, we know at least seven people have died following the collapse of a hotel used as a coronavirus quarantine facility in eastern China Saturday. Some reports are as high as 10. State media said 67 people were initially trapped when the building first crumbled, but at least 50 had been rescued. Video from the site showed rescue workers scrambling over piles of twisted metal and rubble and taking injured people to ambulances. It is about 1,000 kilometers from Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in China. The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States has increased to at least 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
The Taliban says its peace pact with the United States does not alter the status of the insurgent group's supreme leader as a lawful ruler of Afghanistan, saying he is a duty bound by religion to establish an Islamic government after foreign occupation troops exit the country. The latest Taliban pronouncement fuels the uncertainty plaguing the U.S.-Taliban deal signed a week ago. It also comes a day after an American media outlet reported the U.S. government had intelligence that the radical insurgent group did not intend to abide by promises they made in February 29th, the peace agreement. This is VOA News. Italy's government has drafted plans to quarantine the entire Lombardy region from Milan as well as 11 provinces. A draft of a government resolution obtained by Italian media said movement into and out of the regions would be severely restricted until April 3rd. Meanwhile, Pope Francis canceled his regular appearances in public to avoid crowds gathering to see him. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
The Vatican said that on Sunday, the 83-year-old pontiff will not address crowds from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, and for the time being will opt for video streaming instead. Italy is the worst-hit European country, with a death toll of nearly 200. The leader of the country's co-ruling Democratic Party, Nicola Zingaretti, confirmed on Saturday that he too had contracted the virus.
Anche io il coronavirus.
On Saturday, France, Germany and the Netherlands all reported a rise in the number of cases, while Malta, Slovakia and Serbia confirmed their first infections.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. At least 38 workers from Venezuela's state oil company, including the president of maritime subsidiary PDV Marina, were detained on accusations of trafficking fuel. The Venezuelan Interior Minister described the accusations as treason. The move comes just days after other state officials were detained, and this is amid a shakeup of a PDVSA. And after President Nicolas Maduro last month named a committee to restructure the OPEC nation's oil industry, Venezuela's oil sector is struggling under U.S. sanctions designed to force Maduro's ouster, as well as years of mismanagement, corruption, and declining flow. The race for Democratic presidential nomination is now down to two, and former Vice President Joe Biden and U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders have been on the campaign trail in the Midwest. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Thank you, Dearborn.
Bernie Sanders liked the makeup of the crowd that showed up for his rally in Dearborn, Michigan.
I get inspired because I talk to groups like this. I look around this room and I see people coming from so many different backgrounds. It is beautiful. This is what America looks like at its best.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden was campaigning in St. Louis.
You know, Senator Sanders likes to say he'll need a record turnout to defeat Donald Trump. He's right. And we're the campaign that's going to do that record turnout.
Missouri and Michigan both hold primaries on Tuesday. I'm Ben Thomas.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Here's what's inside today's show. I've got new music by Stoneboy, Anna Nakamura, Teta Diana, and Davido. Also, a vintage tune by Rex Lawson, and an awesome mix of live band music from South Africa, Togo, and Kenya. My special feature this week is Les Souffleurs. Now, this is a fascinating live band of traditional flute and drum music. I promise you've never heard anything like it. And you'll also hear from the leader of the group who explains the meaning and the history of the music. This is all brought to us by reporter Bram Posthumus from Ségou, Mali. Finally, Song of the Week is a new release from Guinea by Tati Tati. You're gonna love this song. And even though it's in Fula, don't worry, because Kwame Ofori and I, we break it all down for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music. Kicking things off today in classic Afro-Cuban style, here's Betese by the Africando All-Stars. The featured vocalist is the late Amadou Balaké from Burkina Faso.
Ni kumana kana nani
Beats. That was Betese by Africando All-Stars. Hey, everybody, hello. I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Nyarwatch from South Sudan. The hottest female artist from South Sudan, Nyarwatch. Hey guys, this is Heather. How y'all doing? Next up, you're going to hear Stoneboy and Tenny with their steamy collaboration, Lololo.
For dream, I know defeated. Oh, 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 oh.
Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and you just heard Lo 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 by Stone Boy featuring Tenny. Now, we're going to slow things down and move over to Ethiopia. Here is the legendary Ethiopian singer Astor Aweke with a song called Nafkot. It means longing or nostalgia. And she says, anything and everything reminds me of you. You might not believe this, but I still love you. Was Astor Aweke from Ethiopia with Nafkot. Hey, everybody. If you're just tuning in, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa. Now, coming up is traditional Samo flute and drum music by a group called Les Souffleurs. Reporter Bram Posthumus brings this fascinating music to us from Ségou, Mali. But first, let's listen to Teta Diana. This is Nonneho. I think that's how you say it. It's in Kinyarwanda, but translated in English, do you want me to love you today and tomorrow and then repeat it? I'm a girl worth 100 cows. I can take away your despair and your loneliness. I will give birth to great warriors and great patriots. The song is Teta's way of describing the immense worth of a woman. Okay, hey everybody, that was Teta Diana from Rwanda.
Hi, this is Johnny Clegg, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Music Time in Africa, y'all.
Now, I am excited to turn you guys on to some really radical traditional sounds. Samo, flute, and drum. Here's Bram Posthumus with the scoop.
Greetings to Heather and everyone at Music Time in Africa. We are in Ségou today for some extraordinary sounds. Have you ever heard anything like this? These are flutes. And every single one of them is played by a different person, one after the other, a rapid-fire call and response. For this occasion, the just-ended festival on the Niger River, they performed together with drummers and dancers and made a dazzling spectacle of music, rhythms and whirling clothes. Who are they and where do they come from? I sat down with the leaders of the music. Umar Kamara is the central drummer and Fuseni Pare leads the flute players. I was also greatly helped by Bintu Bwarebi, who did much of the translating. This is Fuseni Pare explaining that this music comes from Burkina Faso. When we came here, we took it with us, he says. We play these flutes to amuse people, except when the rains come and everyone should be working in the fields. Then we have no time. Does this extraordinary music belong to a particular community? Yes, it does, says Pare. It's Samo music. Some 5 centuries ago, the Samo settled in what's now a border area between Mali and Burkina Faso. From Ségou to Samo heartland is not even 200 miles. The flutes are carved out of wood, and playing them is hard work. You must keep the beat and remember when it's your turn to blow. Pare explains that there are 2 types of flutes, masculine and feminine. The masculine is loud and brash, the feminine is sweet. And you need them both, especially the female voice, otherwise you will not attract any listeners. Playing like this requires a lot of training, and this is where Umar Kamara, chef d'orchestre during the ceremony, has a role to play. This was music that was played by our parents and grandparents, he says. Many of them have now passed away, and so it has become necessary to train younger players. But they must respect the rules. It's Umar's job to make sure they do. You must be very disciplined, because this really is hard work. If you stay in one place while you play, you will get vertigo. That's why you see the flute players move about all the time. Everyone is convinced that this tradition will survive, in spite of the many difficulties both Mali and Burkina Faso face. Look, says Pare, there are Islamists who say that anyone who plays these flutes is a bad Muslim. That is simply false. Our grandparents were playing this music long before our countries became independent. It is a tradition we inherited from them, and we are now passing it on to our children. It's our culture. We will never abandon it. In fact, it's when you lose your culture that you start taking up arms. The Samo flute players have also started teaming up with the Koreduga, who are very much part of the Bambara tradition. The Koreduga are a secret community of men who are allowed to mock and ridicule. They wear extravagant clothes, outrageous hats, a huge number of amulets and other trimmings. They also use masks, but the public never sees them. They're secret. Each in their own way, the Samo flutes and the Koreduga chameleons fulfill a vital role. Their amusement releases tensions and brings people together in the age-old traditions of this land. As Umar says, dialogue is necessary. That is how you find solutions. Our traditions most certainly contribute towards achieving that. And it can't be a coincidence that in the same week the flutists and dancers and drummers were wowing the crowds in Ségou. The government of Mali announced that it was indeed and finally talking to the insurgents that have been making life difficult for everyone since 2012. The power of tradition.
All right, hello everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and that was Les Souffleurs. Well, I told you you'd like them. Next up, I've got my favorite tune by the Senegalese live band. Well, not flutes though. Sahad and the Natel Patchwork. And then Kwame Ofori joins me for Song of the Week. That's called Mi Yalta Mi Sepa. But here is Sahad and the Natal Patchwork with Salam Aleikum.
Salam Aleikum. Salam Aleikum.
Sahad and the Natal Patchwork with Salam Aleikum.
Hi, I am Yao Sakwadi Ajiman from Cape Coast, Ghana. I love Music Time in Africa.
And this is the song of the week.
All right. Hello, Kwame.
Hey, Heather.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to have you in the studio.
Of course.
So this song of the week is called Mi Yalta Mi Sepa. It means I went, I came back, and it's by
Tati Tati.
Yeah.
Yo, Tati, come in to Guinea. A white rhyme, a white taco man. A chino be ala mudu. Yeah. Go, 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 te, idi, go, ji, believe, tiki, go, tati, ya, wa, nai, nai, dai, nai, joy, joy, suli, nai, je, go, rembi, nai, je, tika, de, je, nai, je, tati, tau, tai. Mi Yalta Mi Sepa, mi da, ba.
All right, so I want to tell everybody what the meaning of the song is. He's singing in Fula or Pol.
Okay.
And, you know, this artist is from Guinea. I don't think we mentioned that.
No, we didn't.
He's from Guinea. And what the song means, I went, I came back, he's referring to immigration. And he's saying, guys, don't choose to immigrate. He's like, it's horrible. It is rough. You don't want to risk your life because it's really dangerous. And he actually did this and came back. Stay put. It might be rough, but in the end, things will work out.
Oh, yeah. That desert walk is rough. And I mean, he is an ambitious man. And then he comes and then he lives his dream fully after going through the worst. I'm really enjoying this guy's, you know, is it rap sing or sing rap style,
yes,
you know?
It's both.
Uh-huh. And then you can hear traditional instruments but with hard kicks so that it supports that rap singing he's trying to do. So it makes it feel modern.
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I love his voice, actually.
Yeah.
Because he starts out very low and low in a key. And then as the song progresses, he shows how high he can sing.
Hey.
He has quite an amazing voice for such a little tiny skinny dude.
Heather giving us that technical
know-how. Oh, yeah, you got it. Let's listen to more. All right, so we are listening to Mi Alta Mi Sepa by Tati Tati from Guinea. And I just have to say one more thing, Kwame. The video.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners aren't seeing the video, but guys, go on YouTube and check this out. It's amazing because this dude with his voice is very thin. He's walking around in tattered clothing. He looks like someone who has just come back from a failed mission across the desert, doesn't he, Kwame?
He does. And it's a good video.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Asante.
And that was
Song of the Week.
Okay, I'm taking us back now, way back in time to the 1960s in Nigeria. This is Rex Jim Lawson, also known as Cardinal Rex. The song's called Bere Bota. Now, if you don't know Rex, let me just tell you, he was a singer, a trumpeter, and a band leader from New Calabar State, Nigeria. He passed away on January 18th, 1971. He sings, my people, worrying has never taken anybody anywhere. Worrying can kill somebody. So stop worrying and just put your mind on good things.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and that was Bera Bota by Cardinal Rex Lawson. We are staying right in Nigeria and in the U.S., but shooting back to today. Well, 2019. Here's Davido with 1 milli, a cool milli for my love. Yeah.
Waiting again. If I leave you to one of the boys online. I feel crazy, I feel high, I feel die. Yo. If tomorrow come, you know they my side.
Was Davido with 1 milli.
It's music time in Africa.
All right, people, we are going to ride out the rest of this hour with four more awesome tunes from Mali and France, South Africa, Togo, and Kenya. We start with Aya Nakamura, her most recent banger, Pokey.
Outside. I got 9 bitches trying to fuck me in the line. Tell her get gone, ooh, I'm on. 6 chains on like Post Malone.
Posty.
Bitch, go, do your thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't know you ain't gang.
$1,000
pants, Alexander McQueen. She a leader, bitches booted on cocaine.
Ooh.
First call ever was a hurricane.
Fucking
different bitches every day, it felt like it was my birthday.
Yeah. Bébé, du sale, allo, million dollars.
longtemps, j'ai vu dans ça. Depuis longtemps, j'ai vu dans ça. Depuis longtemps, ah, ah, j'ai vu dans ça. Ah, depuis longtemps, j'ai vu dans ça. Depuis longtemps, j'ai vu dans ça. Depuis longtemps, ah, ah, j'ai vu dans ça.
All right, that was Pookie by Aya Nakamura. Hey guys, this is Heather. Moving from techno music to live band sound, this one is called King of Time, and it's by the late White Zulu, Johnny Clegg.
I've been thinking about the way I think about my thinking. I have a feeling that our little boat is sinking. I don't know anymore what it is she sees in me. Maybe the promise of the man I used to be. Somewhere long ago we lost our way. Stop the clock and start again. If I could freeze the sun in the sky, I could go back in time. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way. King of time. Things I said long ago. We're trapped in the past, the future won't flow. If I could travel back in time, my heart would never break. Change the past and fix my mistake. We could wake up to a brand new day, whistling our troubles away. If I could speak to the king of time, he could erase and rewind. If I could only go back to that day, maybe we'll find our way. Holy Mama Ilanga, House of Shannon and Tommy. Putting on my thinking cap, dreaming of my victory lap, looking for the mother load, hoping my head don't explode. My crazy ballerina loves the Zulu concertina, dancing through my memories. Should have seen her.
King of Time by the late Johnny Clegg. May he rest in peace. All right, hello, darlings. This is Heather. You're inside Music Time in Africa, and we are jamming to live band music from here on out to the end of the program. This one is Dogo. The artist's name is Dogo, and he calls himself Dogo from Togo. So you can guess where he's from. The song's called Sokewo.
Evola ngabiji keo, evosea konu vire la, konu vire makboda, nusia nusi jova ila, mega so wodo keo, pipike yenuova nyuade, bonune akbonko. Evola gafanko nikeo, evo se a po di giovire ma cuora, Luciano si giova ira, mega so uodo che
Dogo from Togo with Soke Wo. Hey everybody, this is Heather Maxwell, and if you like that song, Dogo was my special studio guest live here at VOA a while back, and you can get on my YouTube channel and search for him or for the song and watch that feature and learn more about the artist. Here's how.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hey, guys. All right, so I am sending you off into the rest of your weekend with this last tune from Kenya. It's a Benga live band classic. It's called Mama Sophie. Sam, that was the late Kakai Kilonzo from Kenya with Mama Sophie. That's it for today, peeps. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I hope to see you back here next week. Also, a big thanks to Bram Posthumus and Les Souffleurs for their special feature on Soma flute and drum music, and also to Kwame Ofori for joining me on Song of the Week. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 1505 and 2005 Universal Time. And we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 090500 and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. You know, you can also find us online anytime. Just go to voanews.com. You can search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, Africa.